Gotcha. You're listening to Mary and Kelly live on Thrive.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise, to love.
Good morning. Welcome to Thrive Here. You've got Kelly and Mary on Rev Media Network. How are you?
I'm great. And how are you today, Mary?
Good. I always love our intro music.
I know.
It gets me geared up.
Makes me want to work out. Of course. What doesn't?
Good answer from you.
So it's another gloomy Tuesday morning. If you ever felt, you know, if you're ever on the depressed side, this weather would put you over. Because it has been like this nonstop.
Nonstop, I know, all week.
And it's terrible. I hate it.
Yeah.
So it was, but I'm thinking, I think the forecast said last night, starting Thursday, we will have sunny days.
All right.
Yeah, I don't
but
care.
It's going to get cold. Why can't it be sunny and warm?
Well, hopefully in a month or two or three, we'll have that. Right now, I don't care if it's 20 degrees as long as the sun is shining.
Well, you feel like working out, and I feel like going back to sleep. So.
Well, I say that. I just need a little more coffee. Then I'm ready.
Yeah. And they are so good here at the Square Perk in Covington. Make sure to come by on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Get your free coffee with
purchase.
Yeah.
I just had my cinnamon roll.
And you're good
you
to go.
You did not hear me say that.
No. Nope.
It's my cheat day.
Oh boy. I wanted to go back and talk about Jessica Epstein, our guest last week. If you guys missed it, check out our page on Rev Media Network in our archive and listen to it. She is a college student wanting to go into missions work, and I've been thinking all week long, Kelly, of our young people in the youth programs and churches. And if they're not catering to the young people, you know society is.
Right.
So it's so important that our churches strengthen them and help them find their identity, because they want to belong somewhere.
Yes, yes. And she was, as all teenagers are, they're searching.
Yes.
They're searching for that identity, and thank God that she was influenced.
Yes.
You know, in a positive manner. And look at what she's going to do.
Right.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing.
And she didn't make her decision until she was well out of high school, I believe.
Yeah.
So for ministers, youth ministers, I think there's a lot of burnout. And I've got a friend, thank you. I've got a friend who is a youth minister in Detroit, and I know that he invests so much in the young people. And sometimes you can get to where you invest so much and it's like, oh, this isn't worth it, because they'll let you down.
Right.
Because they're still struggling.
They are.
But don't give up on them, because Jessica is a prime example. You know, they may make their decision later.
But you're building, even though they're back and forth. And you're still building that solid foundation. You know, that you're building that foundation that they will come back to.
Yes.
Cue the sirens. It's about time. It's time for that team.
Cue the sirens.
Got that out of the way. All right. Same time every Tuesday morning.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, I think back to my the youth programs I was involved in, and even though I had not made a firm commitment, I still remember all the people that invested in me.
I do, too. And you fall back on those resources that were given to you at that time. And it's a comfort, really, even at our age.
You know,
it's a comfort to go back to that
and
be reminded of what was instilled in you at that age.
Right.
It never leaves. It's always there.
That's true. That's true. So youth ministers, don't give up. I know it's hard. I know you invest so much, but Jessica is a prime example of
It can be very frustrating for youth ministers and parents of teenagers, but you have to just be consistent and persistent and not give up. That's the key.
Seed planters.
Yeah.
Be content to be a seed planter.
Exactly.
You might not see the harvest.
Right. And not till many years later, but it's there. It's in them.
Right. Well, we are praying for the Jessicas.
Yes.
But I am so excited about today's show.
Me too.
I get pumped whenever we ask our listeners for input or questions. Yes. And again, they came through.
Yes, I love hearing from them. And the variety of questions, you know, that they have. And I just love the interaction.
Yes. You know, this was, you know, we asked for you to submit questions, our listeners to submit questions for Ask Kelly and Mary. Didn't you feel it was more like Stump Kelly and Mary?
Yes.
Some of these.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what is challenging to us, too, and I like that.
Me, too.
Because that makes me dig deeper.
Yes.
You know, and it also, you know, in a way, you know, gives me more knowledge.
Yes.
You know?
Didn't you find yourself thinking, okay, why do I do what I do?
Yeah,
and it helped,
yes.
It helped you think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it really did. You know, and that's a good thing. So now, we'll, you know, if anyone asks again after this, we'll know what to say.
And from now on, it's not going to be Ask Kelly, it's going to be Stump Kelly.
Let's not even put that out there.
Look, people, we drink coffee, but we don't know everything.
That's right. We'll try our best.
We will.
If we don't know, we'll ask someone who does. How about that?
Exactly. Exactly. So where do we start? Let's get one of your questions.
Okay. I had one question here. It says, "Hello, Kelly." This is from Alan Ott. He says, "Hello, Kelly. Though I may not be able to listen due to limitations at work, I'm wondering what your thoughts are about using the powder drink supplements such as whey isolate, protein, etc. Do you use them? Do you have one that you would recommend? Thanks." And he's obviously talking about working out, you know, and the
right.
protein drinks. I do use them occasionally, and the one that I use is called Muscle Gain by Advocare, and it's a protein, obviously a protein drink. And if you've never heard of Advocare, they're a reputable company that sells supplements and products that aid in, you know, performance for athletes, if you work
right.
out, runners, and also you know, health, just general health. So I use Muscle Gain by Avocare, and that's what I would recommend, because it has very high content of protein, which your body needs before and after a workout.
Right.
So, Alan, that's what I recommend.
And I was going to ask you, I guess you would have to go with something like Advocare to know that the quality of protein was good, right?
Yes.
How do you
yes.
know?
Well, you compare labels. You know, that's basically what I do. You compare labels. You'll see that although on the front of a container, it may say it contains protein, you know,
right.
vitamin D, vitamin E, or whatever.
Right.
But you have to turn it around and look at the ingredients, you know, what it contains, and match up the actual content. You know, how much of it does this one product have versus the other?
Right.
So that's what I do. So if
right.
you compare this one to one that you might buy at a, you know, a health
right.
food store, the health chain or food chain, whatever, I have done it, I've compared, you see that the content is, there's a vast difference. So
what's the difference in whey protein and regular? Because I hear a lot, it's like
it's the way it's absorbed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's there's a fine line with that, because it affects women differently than men. But and the Muscle Gain by Avocare is beneficial for both. You know, it's been formulated in a way that your body, men or women, the absorption is the same.
Right.
The way that your body breaks it down and processes it and uses it is the same in both men and women. It's
wow.
been formulated to do that. So that's, you know, that's there's a difference.
Uh-huh.
I don't know all the very technical differences.
Right.
But I do know it has to do with absorption, you know, the way your body takes it in and breaks it down and uses it.
Right. Is this a good, are supplements good for somebody like, I stay away from as much processed and
yeah.
packaged things as possible.
Yeah.
Are supplements good, or is there a lot of processed things in them?
You know, and I'll just tell you what I do. You know, this is just me personally. I buy all of my multivitamins, things like that. You know, I do use a lot of the Avocare products, but then also there are some things that I buy that I take that Avocare doesn't offer from a health food store that is all vegetarian. There are no synthetic coatings on the supplements. No, none of it is synthetically made. It's all natural vegetarian supplements. So I go to Naturopath in Conyers, Georgia,
wow.
to get those. And that's how you know you're away from the process, you know, because I also, you know, I take extra iron for myself. I take
right.
Flax oil for myself. And I get all of those things vegetarian.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't
yeah.
know that they were actually vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah. There is a difference. You know, if you go
wow.
to Kroger or Walmart and you go to the vitamin section and you just
right.
get something up off the shelf, you're going to get synthetic. So there's although the price tag is different, and that's great, but it's, you know, what do you want?
Right.
What's best for you or cheaper, you know?
Right.
Sometimes
right.
you have to pay the price for that, for your health.
That's true.
There's no price tag on that.
Exactly.
So that's what I do. Yeah.
Super. Well, Alan, thank you. That was a great mm-hmm. question.
Mm-hmm. It was. And so what are you, one of your questions?
Let's see. Well, we got one, a good one from Murray. This was Dr. Mary. He was asking about designated teachers in school, like air marshals on planes,
mm-hmm.
who are trained in close combat for the protections of students and staff.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, the police never arrive fast enough, mm-hmm. and it leaves students and teachers helpless. So mm-hmm. how do I feel about teachers being trained in close combat? Initially, my feelings were yes, absolutely. Let's not only train them in close combat, but if they don't want the close combat, how about just basic self-defense? Because, you know, not only for gunmen, mm-hmm. but you have the students to contend with, too.
Right.
You know, and then I got to thinking, well, there's such restrictions placed on teachers and what they're allowed to do in classrooms now. I actually, Murray, consulted some teacher friends of mine.
All right. See? You can't stop Mary.
No. Don't go there. But anyway, I asked some teachers how they felt about this, and one of them said he did not like it because he didn't want to add police officer title to his name. He wanted right. to be able to just focus on teaching. Another one said that she did support extra security, trained in close combat, but that she didn't want that responsibility being placed on teachers.
Right.
And she also felt like there were too many restrictions put in place.
Right.
Another teacher said that she felt that key administrators and teachers, like air marshals, should be trained in close combat. But she said that she was also concerned about, you know, it's not only crazy gunmen that come into the schools.
Yeah.
You know, students walk in with knives.
Exactly.
And so, you know, teachers should be able to arm themselves. But she was also saying with current restrictions,
mm-hmm.
if anything happens and, you know, they're sued, God forbid.
Right.
The judge always sides with the students and the teacher.
Right.
So in order for this to work, Murray, I think you're onto something. But in order for this to work, we need to loosen the restrictions
yeah.
placed on the teachers in how they can handle
exactly.
disruptions. So what yeah. do you think?
I agree with you totally. You know, you've heard a lot lately from teachers, and I have some friends that are teachers,
mm-hmm.
About this very thing. And you know, there have been very, you know, a various amount of, you know, what, opinions on this
right.
matter.
Right.
But that, you know, it's asking a lot of a teacher to
yes.
be responsible in that manner with kids.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I really do. Although I do think that they need to be trained for, you know, specific situations
yes.
a little more, you know. But
yes.
but I think it's a lot to ask of them, mm-hmm. especially when you're asking teachers to be trained to use a gun and keep it in the classroom.
Yes.
You know, that's
yes.
a lot. I would yes. not want that responsibility, not with a classroom full of children.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
Totally.
Good.
And
Murray,
I have a question from Murray. Had a question for me too, so I'll
okay.
go right to
go
that
right
one.
Go right to that one.
Murray said, "To recover from hard workouts, you need nutritious drinks and food. What are your top 6 foods and drinks for recovery and fitness that we'd find in your fridge? You can lump veggies and fruits as one. Those are givens, as well as water. But what else? Okay. So this is me.
Okay.
Again, this is me. First of all, water. That's a given. So I'm not counting that in my 6. You know, that's a water. That's a given.
Right.
Water.
Right.
Another thing that I did was, it's called post-workout recovery, also by Avocare. And it contains protein as well. You need protein before and after a workout. And ideally, the best time to get that protein into your system is within 30 minutes to an hour after your workout.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a drink that you can, you know, that you can drink. So I do that. Water. Also, after, you know, the rest of the day after a workout, one thing that I do is I drink cherry juice. Cherry juice contains mm-hmm. anti-inflammatories, which helps aid in muscle soreness.
Right.
So I drink lots of cherry juice, and a lot of athletes do that too. Nuts. I'm always like just, and it's a good healthy snack anyway, but I always am just you know, nibbling on nuts all throughout the day, any kind. My favorite is almonds, but they contain vitamin E, and that helps with muscle strengthening,
wow.
which in turn, you know, helps you have, it helps in the soreness as well, aiding in the soreness.
Wow.
Another thing too are eggs, obviously, that's the protein, but eggs also have vitamin D, and the two combined help in muscle growth. I mean, you know, that's what we're working out for. You want some,
right,
some muscle growth too. So, you know, I do eggs, and then salmon is, or fish of some sort, but especially salmon, because it has protein and fatty acids. Mm. You know, the protein isn't obvious, we know that, but the fatty acids helps reduce the inflammation as well, and
wow,
fights the muscle soreness. So those are six things that one more, whole grain cereal. And a lot of times, if I'm doing my workouts in the morning, you know, I always eat something before, but I'll have cereal afterwards. It seems like I'm just eating all day, but I don't eat large amounts, but the whole grain cereal has carbs, and that helps the fatigue, you know, helps in the fatigue. So, although, you know, I have found that, and I have to say, put a plug out there for myself, that working out just gives me more energy. And
yes.
And once you get to a certain point in your you know, fitness plan, you're just starting on the journey, you may be experiencing fatigue. And
yes,
I'm not saying I'm not tired afterwards, but, you know, in general, it gives me more energy, so I really don't have to worry about fatigue too much unless it's 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Did it hit you?
Yeah.
So you mentioned cherry juice. I'm hearing a lot about eating a handful of cherries or drinking cherry juice to counteract gout. Have you heard
really
of that?
I haven't. No, I haven't. It does make sense, because it does have the anti-inflammatory agents in it.
So that's why.
That's why, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that would make perfect sense, yeah.
Very
so
interesting.
That's why athletes and anyone that works out drinks the cherry juice for the anti-inflammatory, you know, agents in it. So that would make perfect sense.
Good advice.
Yeah. All right.
Then let's see. Keep going. You got a bunch of them.
Okay.
Health and fitness.
Well, we're going to go straight to Kelly Kirkley Hopkins.
Mm.
Her comment, or her question, and I'm going to read this. I'm a stay-at-home mom to four beautiful children. Three of them have special needs and are completely dependent on my husband and I for their needs. As they get older and bigger, I feel my muscles getting weaker when I lift them. What are some things I could do to help strengthen my core, strengthen my back, and build upper body strength? I want to be able to continue taking care of them without putting too much strain on my body. Thanks in advance. Okay, so I could really go into this for a long time.
Yes.
But the first thing you want to start with is your endurance. Although, you know, she does need the strength to lift. But the best place to start is with endurance. And, you know, anything cardio helps you build your endurance. So anything that you can do, and I always try to give advice to people with things they can use around their home or do around their home, you know, because we are not always able to get to a gym to work out.
Right.
So walking, running, swimming, treadmill, stationary bike, jumping jacks, or the infamous burpees. And Kelly, if you don't know what that is, feel free. I will message you. I'll explain to you what that is. You won't like them. I'll just say that. but these are some things that you can do to build your endurance, and you will start, I would recommend doing 3 days a week, about, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, 3 days a week to start, and work your way up from there. And then the next most important thing is your core strength, and building your core strength, it just makes you stronger in general. And things that you can do around the house to do that is sit-ups, crunches, you know, your abs are a big part of your core strength, push-ups, which also help with the upper body strength that she was looking for, and your core. Also, timing yourself, holding a plank position on your elbows, planking, time yourself. Do that every day, a couple of times a day. Time yourself for a minute. It's, you know, that doesn't sound like much.
It's a long time.
But if you try it, and you've never done it, especially, you're going to struggle with that.
Yeah.
You won't make it a whole minute. So
those
are some things, just a few things to build core strength. And then legs, you know, you can do squats, lunges, calf raises, sumo squats, and that's where you have a wide stance. You squat down, touch the floor, and then you jump up from the squat, reach towards the sky. That's cardio and legs together. So do about a minute of that, you know. And then arms, of course, they're the obvious bicep curls. Push-ups again, you know, push-ups are great because they work biceps and triceps, a little bit of chest and back. So you're getting a lot of upper body strength for that.
That's true.
But bicep curls, you can pick up a 5-gallon jug of water, curl that.
Yeah.
Find something a little heavier. You know, you can just, anything you can hold on to that's weighted.
Yeah.
Just start curling those. Do those. And I would just start with doing, you know, start with the cardio. Then a couple of weeks later, add some of these things in. 30 to 40 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week. And that should help tremendously.
I admire her.
I do, too.
Special needs children, wanting to make sure she can keep up with the demands.
Yeah. And for her to be able to get out of the house to go to a gym would be very, very hard.
That's good thinking. So find things around the house.
Find things around the house. And also, Kelly, if you have stairs in your house, you know, you can run up and down the stairs. You can actually crawl up and down the stairs, you know.
Yeah.
And do that a couple of times. You know, there are just so many things. But, Kelly, if you're interested in more advice, just message me and I will be glad to put together a in-home workout plan for you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Dawn asked a question for both of us. Mm-hmm. How we found our niche. How did you find your niche?
Well, we don't have time for that. You go first.
I'm still looking for mine.
Oh, Mary. You have found it.
I know what I love doing.
Yeah.
I know my passion is in media, and I love using, you know, communication to help build others up and, you know, promote others, support others, spread the good news, because there's so much negative. But to be able to say, you know, I'm focused in one area, I take advantage of every opportunity that comes along. What about you?
But your heart is media.
Yes, absolutely.
I would say that.
Communication, media. Yeah.
And so you're going places with that, too, and that's the thing, you know. So what, as far as media, how did you discover that was your heart?
I've always loved writing.
Yeah.
And I just from starting to write, I started as a blogger, and then that just progressed. Mm-hmm. So I think doing what you love to do.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that you can't imagine never doing again. If you just keep doing it in whatever capacity it opens up.
That's right. And that's the thing. You know, I think you and I have talked about this so much. There are so many things we think we would love to do, but we don't even attempt it because we think it would never happen.
Yes.
That is so wrong.
Yes.
But you know what? You have to go for it. You can't just sit there and think, because if we had let that paralyze us in the things that we're doing, I'm blown away that if it's in God's will, and if it's your passion in your heart, God put it there.
That's right.
And if your heart is to use it to point others to Him ultimately, even if it's something that doesn't appear to be spiritual,
you can
use it as your platform, whatever it is.
That's true.
And if it's in God's will and is your passion in your heart, all you have to do is step out and take a chance. That's it. That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's work involved, but it's amazing the things you can accomplish that you think that you can't.
Right.
So
that's true. What about you?
Well, I kind of happened upon this whole the whole fitness scenario because all of my girls, I was a stay-at-home mom for 17 years.
Right.
You know, and when my youngest, they're all very spread out, my girls. I have 4 girls, and they're all, you know, from the youngest to the oldest, they're 10 all the way to 23. So I have them very spread out. And so when my youngest one started school, I didn't prepare myself for that. You know, I was used to having at least one child at home with me at all times, 24/7. And that's what I did. I took care of my children. So when she went to school and was gone from, you know, 7:30 to 2:30 or 3 every day, I was lost because I no longer had a child at home with me. And I sort of slipped into somewhat of a depression because I felt, although when they got home, you know, it was like hit the ground running and nonstop. But during that time, I felt lost, you know. And then I started thinking, the world is passing me by. I've been taking care of children, which I will continue to do.
Yes.
But what am I gonna do? You know, they're all gonna grow up one day, and you know, my husband has his career. What am I gonna do?
Right.
And so I thought about that for a good year. But in the meantime, just to fill my time while they were at school, I started working with a personal trainer. And it wasn't, you know, part of it was boredom. And part of it was, well, I'm getting close to that age. I need to be really, you know, taking preventive measures for my health. And so that's where it started. You know, I went from working from that trainer. I transitioned to another trainer. When I started with that second trainer after about a year and a half of working out and loving it, the second trainer that I worked with just one day said, have you ever considered becoming a personal trainer? And I just thought it's hilarious because it's like, oh no, no. But then it just, that was like the one, that was the magic phrase, you know, and it started, that's where it started. And I just knew that in my heart, I was passionate about it, passionate about people and helping people and using it as my platform to minister to people.
Right.
And the doors just flew open and here I am today.
You went from nurturing children to nurturing others.
Yeah, and I still nurture children, too. Yes, and I'm sure I will be from now on and forever and ever, and I'm glad for that. But, yes, I have, and it's been an amazing, amazing thing to see how that it's not just about training people in the gym to work out. That's important, and that's right. My job, but it becomes so much more than that.
Right.
You know, and I love seeing people's lives transform, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally, in the process.
Right.
You know?
Well, you have a question about that, about how to pump yourself up mentally.
Yes.
Let's answer that one.
And that one was, let me find that one, actually, because they were posted on your timeline, the Thrive timeline, and my timeline. So I'm going back and forth. Let's see here. Okay. Well, it's not on that one. I'm sorry. It was basically, the question was, how do you push your body beyond its limits or what you perceive to be
right.
your body's limits? And, you know, most people think that they can't do. I was just having this conversation with some clients last night. They were saying, you know, when I'm working out, it's some clients that have been with me for several months now, that they realized they could do more than they thought they could do. And they were telling this to new clients that came in last night. You can do more than you think you can do, you know,
right.
And it's so
right.
true. But I just think that the key to that is, here's the question I found it.
Okay.
Okay. There's a difference between being physically fit and mentally fit. I've heard that you can physically do more than what you think you can, but how do you get your mind to push your body through instead of quitting? I've heard of the 20 times rule, that your body is capable of doing 20 times more than what you think you can. And that is so true. But it boils down to thinking. It boils down to your thinking. And this is me, and I think all my clients would say the same thing that I'm about to say. When I'm working out personally, you know, when I'm doing my own workouts, I still like to be challenged, and I will do workouts that are challenging for me. And yes, I do get to that point where I think I can't do anymore.
Right.
But I'm determined. It's all about your way of thinking and determination. I will be, maybe I'm doing 20 weighted burpees, you know.
Right, right.
Okay, burpees are hard enough. When you're doing weighted burpees after about five, you think, I can't do any more. But then I think to myself, how bad do I want this? How healthy do I want to be? I can do five more. I'll do five more. Okay, I can do five more. It's about pushing yourself, being disciplined in your thought process, and knowing that I am a strong person in every way, mentally and physically, and I'm
right.
going to push myself to become even stronger. That's what it boils down to, is your way of thinking and your determination.
Right.
If you settle into that mode of, I can't do anymore, and just stop, you're never going to discipline yourself to keep pushing.
Right.
So I always tell my clients, and that's where accountability comes in. So many people need that accountability, or someone right there telling them,
right,
you can do that. But I'll have clients that will stop, and I'll say, no, 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 do five more. You know, you can
yes.
do five more. And they'll do five more, and just thinking they can't, you know.
Right.
But you have to tell yourself that, too, you know.
Right.
I can do five more. I can do 10 more. It's
right.
all about your way of thinking, your determination, and thinking ahead in your mind as you're working out. How is this going to benefit me in the long run?
Right.
You know.
Right. And what people don't realize is your what you do in the gym so affects the rest of your life.
It does.
My son he's very strong minded, and I'm always asking, how did you get so strong minded? But he works out. He before the military, he was doing MMA, and he's done bodybuilding, and now he's more into the CrossFit and kettlebell and the rings kind of workout. But he's like, if you give up in the gym, if you find your end and say, okay, this is where I give up, he said, that's your mentality in life. When things start getting a little bit hard, you're going to give up. He said, if you push yourself in the gym, and he said, if you punish yourself in the gym, nothing in life can punish you, because you've realized there is no end. You don't have an end.
That's right. And you realize how strong you are.
Yes.
Not just physically, but mentally, because when you're working out, it is very mental.
Yes.
It is. It's more than physical. So you realize how strong you are, which in turn gives you more confidence outside of the gym as well.
Yes.
I have seen so many of my clients just transformed. They come in as intimidated, insecure, out of shape, and they're out of shape mentally and physically. But I've seen them transform in both areas just because of working out and having someone speak into their life. You can do this. You're a strong person.
Exactly.
How strong do you want to be?
Exactly.
You know, how bad do you want this? That's
right.
The way you have to think. And your son is absolutely right about all of that. It affects everything you do.
And you've probably seen clients, you know, approach burpees this way, but he says, I actually, when I go into the gym, I work the one body part. I hate
that's
working.
Yes.
Because if I can make my weakness my strength, I've got it made.
That's exactly right. There are things that even now, you know, in this far into the process, and as long as I've been working out, that I think, okay, I've got to improve this area, and those are the things I make myself do more of. I hate doing this, but I make myself. And then once I've got that conquered, or not that you're ever conquered, but you can reach a point and maintain, then there will be something else, you know. But I always want to challenge because that's what keeps me strong, you know, mentally and physically. So
that's right.
You get to that point where at first it's very, very hard. It's very hard to get your mind in that, you know, that way of thinking and stay there. It's so easy just to be comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
But in the long run, you feel so much better in every way if you just continue to push.
Right.
I hate taking, I love vacation. I love it.
Yeah.
But I almost don't like part of it in the fact that during that week, I always give my body a rest and I don't work out. But by the end of that week, I feel lethargic. I feel like I just feel blah mentally, physically, although I'm well rested, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm ready to get back into it, you know, push myself, because there's nothing like that feeling of confidence, that feeling of accomplishment, that feeling of being strong.
Right. And I will say, if you are in your comfort zone working out, you need to call Kelly.
Yes, you do. That's my client.
She will take you out of that comfort zone, but she will take you places you never thought you could go.
And you would love it. You would love it.
So I've got one last question.
Okay.
Dawn asked, the best advice I could give a new writer starting a career in journalism. Well, my advice would be first to decide who your audience is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going into print? Are you going into broadcast? You know, magazine, TV, radio, internet? Decide what your audience is going to be, and then decide where your focus is going to be. There's advocacy journalism, where you advocate and influence opinions. There's broadcast journalism, where you're writing or speaking primarily for radio or TV. Investigative, where you're seeking to add info to info that's already been received.
Uh-huh.
Tabloid, photo, using a camera to capture your story. So, you know, decide what your focus is going to be, and then connect with others in the industry, and then learn from them. You know, LinkedIn, Facebook, Google+, Twitter. Oh my goodness, there are so many ways.
Yes.
And then once you plug in, promote yourself.
And do you find that it's fulfilling? And this is just my question to
you.
Do you find that it's fulfilling just because you're able to express yourself?
Yes. Because I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
And on paper, I can say anything without somebody saying, oh, well, that's dumb.
And usually you find that people are very intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by some of the things I write. I write it, and it's like, this is, you know, I'm just writing this. It's not going to be well received. And it's like, oh, my goodness, I get so much feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. And doesn't that feel good?
It does.
So you do get to express yourself, and that has to feel good.
It does. It really does. So, yeah, if you're going into journalism. Now, if you want to be a writer or an author, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right,
you know.
Right.
Find your platform and then still promote.
That's right.
Even if you have an agent.
Exactly.
You're right about that. Get your website and everything together. This has been so good.
It has. I think we could do this again.
We will.
At the end of every show, don't we?
I do want to say that this Thursday, January 17th, Rockdale Community Church will be hosting the 3rd annual Coffee House for Refuge. There is going to be delicious desserts and coffee, all complimentary. good music by talented local musicians and great fellowship. Now, during the evening, donations will be taken to support Refuge Crisis Pregnancy Center, and they are located in Conyers. To tell you a little bit about them, they are a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping women and their families in times of crisis. They are financially supported by individuals and local churches that enable them to provide Christ-centered services, which is why we need to go Thursday and support them. So I would love to see our local Thrive listeners out. It is at Rockdale Community Church. If you want more information, contact Crisis Refuge Pregnancy Center at 770-922-5939. And you can catch us on Facebook, Thrive Radio Talk Show. You're also on there.
Kelly Davis Williams, K-E-L-L-Y-E. And Mary Nicholson.
That's right.
And we would love to hear more questions. If you listen to the show and you have questions, feel free to email us or post on our timeline or send us a private message on Facebook, and we would love to address your questions too.
Absolutely. And if these answers spark more questions, ask them. We'll answer them next week, no matter what we're talking about.
That's right. We'll love to do that.
We are very interactive here.
We love it.
So you guys have a great week, and we will see you next week here on Thrive.
I came to win, to fight.